Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the skies are clear tonight, with warm temperatures making it a comfortable evening for those outdoors. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying calm weather, while Haifa remains pleasantly mild. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Hamas announces Khalil al-Hayya as the new leader of the organization, surviving a previous assassination attempt, according to Walla. Also, earlier today, I-24 News reports that the Pentagon concealed injuries from previously undisclosed Iranian attacks in Jordan. Also this hour, between crocodiles and grenades, Itamar Ben-Gvir's priorities are questioned by Israel Hayom, following recent security concerns in central Israel. Separately, mediators propose a 10-day ceasefire to de-escalate the U.S.-Iran war. The Jerusalem Post reports this could help revive an interim deal. And finally, from earlier today, JNS confirms Hamas has appointed Khalil al-Hayya as political chief, succeeding Yahya Sinwar. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a journalist, posting just minutes ago, shares reports of an attack in Shiraz by Iranian opposition. Yeyal Yacobi, a commentator writing on X just now, reveals that the Islamic Republic has struck a Saudi commercial vessel, noting this as a massive escalation. Yishai Fleischer, an Israeli activist, posting earlier today, discusses key issues in Israel and the Middle East, highlighting a temporary peace amidst ongoing conflicts. Let's go deeper. Starting with Hamas, Khalil al-Hayya's new leadership role follows his survival of an Israeli assassination attempt last September. Walla reports that al-Hayya's position could signal a shift in Hamas's strategy. This leadership change may impact negotiations and power dynamics in the region. Turning to the Pentagon's recent disclosure, I-24 News reveals that injuries from Iranian attacks in Jordan were previously undisclosed. These attacks add tension to U.S.-Iran relations and could influence future military strategies in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom raises concerns over Itamar Ben-Gvir's focus on securing Japanica branches amidst grenade explosions in central Israel. This has sparked debate over security priorities in the country, affecting public confidence in local governance. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post details efforts to propose a 10-day ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. This could revive last month's interim deal and ease tensions. Such a ceasefire might offer a temporary reprieve for civilians caught in the crossfire. Finally, Khalil al-Hayya's appointment as political chief of Hamas follows the death of Yahya Sinwar last month. JNS notes that this leadership transition may influence Hamas's political maneuvers and its relationship with regional allies. On the economic front. First, Earth and Beyond Ventures general partner Israel Biron, speaking earlier today to CTEC, explains the growing interest in moving data centers and manufacturing into space. This shift reflects venture capital's focus on deep tech. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports new regulations from Health Minister Chaim Katz that will affect about 23,500 food establishments. These reforms could save billions of shekels, impacting the restaurant and cafe industry across Israel. And finally, Globes announces that Kamada has secured a $50 million plasma deal over 3 years. This agreement, involving Kamada's plasma collection centers in Texas, strengthens its market position in the plasma supply industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.